I'm Helmaga de Kat, and you are listening to this brief Tintel Burst. I've recently discovered old interviews of Barbara Cartland, the so-called Queen of Romance. Her creative output was insane. At one point, she held the Guinness World Record for the most books published in the year. It was 22. She only wore pink chiffon dresses and had her platinum blonde hair teased into a bouffant cloud that framed her dramatically painted face. She's so strange and weird and fabulous. Anyway, in this video, Barbara is perched on her chaise as she dictates her story to her secretary, who is diligently typing behind her. This explains why she was so productive. I like the way she expedites the creative process by delegating and sharing the load. Her job was to find the story, and the rest can do the boring clerical stuff. I really admire her efficiency. So now I'm thinking about a short story. Unfortunately, I don't remember who wrote this story, but what I do remember is that I heard it on Selected Shorts many, many years ago, and that it really resonated with me. So there's a writer, and he writes a novel. He writes a really big novel, and he presents it to his editor. The editor tells him the novel's too big, too complicated, and that the writer needs to go back and rework this. The writer then goes home and begins the process of editing his large novel. The novel becomes a novella, then becomes a short story, until eventually it becomes a haiku. I think that's how the story goes, I can't remember exactly. In front of me, I have an empty bottle of lavender essential oil. Distilling the essence of a plant is the exact same process as editing a novel, a song, a film. Why? Because it's getting to the point, which is what I'm not doing. So I'm going to move on to the next point. Now I'm thinking about unfilled containers. I'm now thinking about unoccupied spaces, which now makes me think of liminal spaces. Which brings me back to Barbara Cartland. When she's sitting on her chaise with her white small dog on her lap, she looks like she's in a trance, and that she has temporarily disassociated herself from her current reality and is occupying this liminal space where she is granted temporary access to these characters, these plots, these words. The song in today's episode is going to be 30 seconds, and the lyrics are composed in the form of a haiku. The song is called Barbara's Seance.
Midnight bones calling. Late.